1983. That first morning, I remember clinging to a table's edge, both legs jackhammering the white linoleum floor tiles, praying for my benzodiazepine to finally kick in. Suddenly, the sky tore open like a sheet of tin, and then the Caesar fissured through me. Suddenly, I was free-falling in the way that water cascades down and through itself, the way a detonated building tumbles down and through itself. It was in a sort of lucid dream. My mind split, and I saw my body writhing in a pool of sweat. Yet I was also still aware, still keeping track of details like the green eyes of the orderly who knelt beside me, scooped me up, and carried me back to my room. And after that, the leather straps that held my wrists and ankles to the bed I thrashed in all that night. That night, my heart raced in its cage, and in between the waves of fever and delirium, the singing that was everything.